Welcome to our Shabbos. If it's learned a piece of the Chayz of Lublin, we makasher ourselves to the Tzaddik and Bezer Hashem. Bezeich to a lichtige Erev Shabbos, a lichtige Shabbos, a lichtige Chaydash. All good things. So it says in Pasuk, in Parashat Vayera, one of the Pesukim is, Who Moshe V'Aaron? And the Pasuk goes on, Who Aaron V'Moshe? The Pasuk continues, Who Moshe V'Aaron? So it describes Aaron, Moshe, Moshe Aaron. So Ube Mezrish. So the Mezrish it says Dolachin Shina Kasas Hedishmoisam. The reason why the pasuk switches first it's Aaron and Moshe, then it's Moshe and Aaron. Lamech name Shkulam Zekazet. They teach that they're both equal. So Aaron Moshe, Moshe Aaron, it's all the same. They're both equal. So Hiksha Ravakadish Rabbi Lublin. So the Chayza asked, "How is that possible?" Harek V'Armu Chazal. The Gemara already says in Brachas Shein Daitum Partzifeim Shalbeni Odom Zaymin Zelazel. The Gemara says Kishem Shein Partzifeim Shalvis. Just like two people don't look the same. There's a slight differences in people, how they look. Even they look similar, there's always a difference. So that's changed in parts of fame Shavis, Kachi, and Datem Shavis. They don't think alike. So how's the possible Moshe and Aaron are the same? Ella de Ishlemer, so he says like this. What does it mean parts of fame? Parts of fame means the way you're perceived, the way, like, your perspective. So he says, Dezel v'stam b'nei adam. That's true by most people, by a regular person. Asher afim ein ruach geyus ayoli. But even if they're not like Baligaiva, and calls eyes, be'efes ma, arei machshivim amarichim es atzum. But al-kaponim, for a certain degree, they think about themselves. That's natural. Mimela, since, therefore, they have a zich, they have a, you know, they have a certain sense of self, and they have their perspective, their face, so then, their das is not like anyone else's. Mimela, enichon li ashkulim ke'echadim zulasam. So they can't be a bond between one and another, to the point of where they're mamish one, because each one has their own inyanim. Ki yesh b'kayach machshava af pini adak min adak al hadis leiv adam melavin al haskas chavir adrachav. There's something in each person that stops them from fully appreciating and embracing the mahalach of another yid because they have their own inyanim. Mashenke and Moshe and Aaron. However, Moshe and Aaron were the only ones that were different. Shamru, it says in pasuk that Moshe and Aaron said about themselves v'nachnu ma, they were mamish nothing. Haynu shaloi choshu v'yergishu be'erach atzmam. They hold themselves as mamish, efes, and ma. So therefore, when they looked at each other, they were able to fully embrace what the other one has to offer. So shaykh loymer, shaykh shkulum ke'echad. So it makes sense that you can say that they're both mamish equal, but called the same and same with all their ways of thinking, with all their actions, they're mamish on the same page. It's interesting that it takes both people to be ma in order for them to be united. If one person is something, then not only then that stops him from becoming sort of to follow the path of another yid, and it also stops that person from sharing completely their derech with other yidin too, because there's a certain sense of wanting to hold things for themselves. So when you have Moshe who's nothing, so he's happy to be makabel from Aaron 100%, and he's happy to share with Aaron 100%. And Aaron is nothing. He's happy to be makabel for Moshe and share with Moshe 100%. So those two people together, they could be mamash on the same page. That's whom Aaron and Moshe, whom Moshe and Aaron. So Shabbos is like that. Shabbos is a day of Moshe. Shabbos is a day of brachas, which is Aaron. Shabbos is a day of achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. That's what Shabbos is. So who Aaron and Moshe, who Moshe Aaron. That's mamash Shabbos. We should be zaychataka. Come to Shabbos. See yourself as is ready and open to give to other Yidden, to receive from other Yidden. And unite ourselves in such a way. All the brachas that come from that. B'ezras Hashem. Amen.